Two people are dead. Nine others are wounded after a mass shooting in Philadelphia's Fairmount Park late Monday night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the victims killed include a man and a woman. Overnight, he told members of the media, including our news partner 6ABC, some officers were in the park when the shooting occurred.
The men and women were here earlier in the day, saw the activity, were moving those that they were packing up as this incident unfolded. But unfortunately, the individuals continued to engage in gunfire, even though the officers were in the area.
Three teenagers between 15 and 17 years old are among the wounded. The gunfire erupted around 10:30 at night on Lemon Hill Drive and Poplar Drive. Fairmount Park is a popular spot for weekend cookouts and other gatherings. No one is in custody and no weapons have been recovered. The names of the victims have not yet been released. Philadelphia City Council is exploring the idea of establishing a new intercity bus terminal. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on the discussion at a recent hearing.
The old Greyhound bus terminal on Filbert Street was shuttered in the summer of 2023. Riders were displaced. Intercity bus passengers have to catch their rides now alongside Spring Garden Street. Mike Fiedler is a bus advocate who testified Philadelphia is one of the only Northeast Corridor cities without a proper bus terminal.
These facilities provide critical protection from the elements during extreme weather. 1 million passengers will pass through Philadelphia every year. They should be greeted by more than a curbside.
Lou Myers of the American Bus Association said it's an issue of fairness for people who can't afford to fly or take the train.
A combined intermodal and motor coach parking facility would not only promote sustainable transportation, but will also support small, family-owned transportation businesses that form the backbone of intercity and charter bus operations.
Myers added bus operators would pay to use a proper terminal if the city built one. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
After a slow start to the year, New Jersey shoretown rentals are becoming more scarce now that the unofficial shore season is underway. Michelle Gillian is the executive director of the Ocean City, New Jersey Regional Chamber of Commerce. She says the shoulder seasons are where most vacancies remain.
Our main part of the season was totally booked, but we see now on either end the softer part at the end of August, September, and June. Now booking up quickly.
Gillian says potential renters can look online to find shore rentals through numerous real estate and home sharing sites or call 1-800-BEACH-NJ for assistance. Phils are home with the Braves starting a set tonight at the park in South Philly. Our forecast today will have a few clouds start to roll in, a high around 74 degrees, the breeze about 5 to 10 miles an hour, and a chance of rain comes in tonight with a low of 56.